Hi, everyone. Welcome to Joshua Live. I'm Gary Temple Bodley. Today's episode is all about manifesting your desires. And Joshua goes a lot deeper in this one, especially about the difference between what you think you want and what you truly want. What you think you want is often based in lack, and that's coming from a position of fear. And of course, we know that when you try and manifest what you think you want out of lack, you'll never get the feeling that you think you're going to get. But if you allow your true desires to unfold, well, that's when everything starts to click. Please like and subscribe to this podcast and send it to your friends via Facebook or some other means. The more we get it out there, the more this love teachings can spread. And so I really appreciate you for that. Also, if you could leave a review, that would be helpful as well. So enjoy the show. Thrilled to be here.
Hello.
Hey, Joshua.
Hi, Joshua.
Welcome.
Hi, welcome. Welcome.
Because this is such a fun topic, we'd like to talk to you a little bit more about the manifestation process. You can be, have, and do anything in this reality. You are the source creator of your reality. Nothing is off limits to you. You can literally be anything you want to be. You can have anything you want to have. You could do anything you want to do. It is completely and absolutely up to you. And the whole system of physical reality allows for you to create whatever you want to create. And it doesn't matter what you want to create. All your desires that you've ever had in your past, in this life, in previous lives, are all coming to fruition. And as you choose to move through the process of ascension, to expand to new levels of awareness and clarity and understanding about who you are, those things become unlocked for you and they manifest into your physical reality. Yet the whole system is designed to allow you to think more about what you want. Do you really want this? Well, the universe will find out. If you really want it, you'll have to process some limiting beliefs because the limiting beliefs keep you where you are now. And in order to manifest something that does not exist in your reality, you'll have to move through those limiting beliefs because you'll be tested at every step of the way. Are you ready to move forward? There is fear involved. Can you push past the fear? That's up to you. Maybe you can and maybe you can't. If you cannot push past the fear, you will not expand to the manifestation of who you need to be for those desires to become unlocked for you. And that's fine because it might be too much fear. It might be too much fear to become prosperous because that would entail the risk of financial ruin. And you may not be willing to engage in that risk. From your perspective, you might say, well, I think I would like to have more money, but I'm not really, 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 really sure. I'm not sure if I could risk losing what I have now. I'm not sure if I could move against the fears that I have in attaining another level of financial abundance. That level of financial abundance will bump against my deeply held beliefs that it's too much for me. It's too much to handle. Who do I think I am? What will people think of me? And so it is fine to stay where you are with many of those desires, especially the desires that are created from a position of lack. From a position of lack, you say, I am not having this thing that I need. So I'm exploring the not having of it to better understand who I truly am. Am I one who can push past fear to attain a new level of awareness where I will exist at a higher vibration and allow what I want to come to me? Well, you might really want something, and that really wanting the thing and your idea of what that thing means will allow you to push past tremendous amounts of fear. And then when you get that thing, you will realize that that thing doesn't make you feel any different. And then you'll have to start all over again, maybe manifest something else, maybe manifest something else, maybe keep going, keep going, keep going, trying to fill the void that does not exist within you, trying to act on the illusion of lack, constantly, constantly, constantly acting on more illusion, more illusion, more illusion, until finally you say, this system doesn't work. I effort and struggle, push past fear, do things I don't want to do in order to manifest these things I think I lack. Then I get these things. I feel good for a little while, but then I realize I'm not really any different than I was before because now I have to seek something even more to fulfill this void. Well, that new car didn't fill the void. That new house didn't fill the void. That new purse didn't fill the void. That new coat didn't fill the void. That new wardrobe didn't fill the void. That new yacht didn't fill the void. That new airplane didn't fill the void. It never is going to fill the void. And so then when you come to this realization, you can relax. Relax into who you truly are and what you truly want. Who you truly are is a limitless being of love, here to express love in your unique reality. The day you were born, a new universe was created. That's the universe of your reality. And in that universe, you get to figure out what it means. You get to figure out how it feels. You get to figure out what it looks like. You can create anything in that new reality that is your life. And so if you try to change the outside conditions, you can certainly do that. If you want to control the people in your life, you can certainly do that. But that's never going to bring you what you intended to experience in this reality. You intended to experience absolute love and acceptance. And you intended to bring forth new ideas, new concepts, new feelings in order to go along a journey to discover more about those feelings and conditions and things so that you can understand who you are. So imagine that you are the source of your universe. That makes sense, doesn't it? From your non-physical position prior to your birth, you stated the intention to create a new universe. And you did when you were born. And as you came out as an infant, you had to put together in your mind what everything meant. You formed your reality in those formative years of your infancy. You understood what a crib was, what a mother was, what a wall was, what a color was, what a feeling was, what hunger was, what loneliness was, what all these things were. And then you formed a reality. That reality is unique to you and has never existed anywhere in the universe before. You created something brand new. Now that reality, your reality, contains just your consciousness, so to speak. Now, of course, it's tied together with all that is and the consciousness of the planet and all this stuff. But from your perspective, it's your unique reality. And you've all created wonderful realities, incredible realities. In fact, realities so spectacular that from the perspective of any previous life you've ever lived, you would say, this is like living as a king or a queen. You created that. However, there's something else driving you forward. That's your pre-birth intentions. You intended to express love to yourself, to everyone else, and to the conditions, love and acceptance. You intended to experience true abundance and true freedom, not limitation or lack. And you intended to explore physical reality in a more specific way. That is your soul's purpose. All of it combined will lead you on a journey of self-discovery to discover the fact that you're the creator of this universe. And that as your creation, you are not here to change what you perceive, but to change your perspective in the moment, to see it as good, to see it as perfect, to accept it as it is, to express love and gratitude and appreciation for everything in your life, to exude love, not for any purpose other than to exude love. That's the only purpose. And as you exude love, you're tapping into non-physical love energy and bring it forth into your creation. If you can do this, you will have done what you intended to do prior to your birth. If you resist this and wish that things were different, wish that you were different, wish that your people in your life were different, wish the conditions were different, you are simply creating from a perspective of a victim and not the creator. So you know this well enough by now. You resonate with things that we're saying and things that other teachers have told you. You have gone along a path to get into this boot camp or listen to this podcast at some later date. You have found your way here. You are moving away from this programming of the individual, weak, worrisome victim, and instead shifting to a new idea. The new idea is you're the creator of this reality. You are the source of this reality. You are the all-powerful source. And within you, the non-physical version of you has all the information, intelligence, and wisdom that you'll ever need to live the most spectacular life that you could ever imagine. Yet if you take your human perspective with your human limiting beliefs and your human conditioning, you will say, in order for me to love this life, I must have X, Y, and Z. And so I'm going to go on a journey of manifesting those things I think I lack, which I see other people having. They seem to be having a nice time. They seem to be doing very well. They manifested the yacht and the house and the mansion and the vacation and the beautiful lover and the nice clothes and the nice job and the nice looking life. Yet you can never know how they feel. That's the thing. From the outside, everything looks great. But how do they feel? What are they perceiving? What are they really creating? Are they efforting and struggling to manifest what others might seem successful or valuable? Are they really living life in joy and ease? Are they really following a spiritual path? Are they really uncovering who they truly are? Well, yes, of course they are. But yet they're trying, maybe they're trying to make it look like things are good when inside they don't feel that way. It has nothing to do with any of it. It has only to do with how you feel. So as the source creator of your reality, wouldn't it make sense to simply feel love, feel joy, feel excitement, feel exhilaration, feel compassion, feel expansive, feel confident, have faith, feel good as much of the time as possible? Wouldn't it make sense to set up everything in your reality, your relationships, your opinion of yourself, your health of the body, your energy, your everything to feel good? Start with the idea that nothing matters other than how I feel good. And feeling good will allow you to move along your inspired path of self-discovery. That's all you have to do. Feeling good. If something happens that you don't feel good, why? It's a limiting belief. Okay, process the limiting belief and get back to feeling good. Why doesn't it feel good? Because you're choosing a limited perspective. And that limited perspective is the illusion which causes fear. Okay, change your perspective. Change your perspective so that everything is good. So that you say, oh, I'm not experiencing something happening to me. I'm experiencing something that appears to be wrong that is now identifying a limiting belief. And I'll just work on that limiting belief. That's all it is. I don't need to take it personally. I don't need to worry about it. I don't need to project it into the future. I'm just going to look at that limiting belief now and have faith that this is one of the steps on my never-ending journey of self-discovery. And when you realize now that you're created this life that you live, that you planned it all out, that you set forth the day and time and location of your birth and the parents and the family and the conditions surrounding your childhood to launch you on a trajectory to get you here right now. That was the only reason you did any of it, to get you here right now. It may seem unbelievable. It may seem like, well, you're just in this fun little course. You're just talking to infinite intelligence. You're just having a good old time. No, every single thing prior to your birth was set up so that you could be here now. Isn't that amazing? And if you can understand that and wrap your head around that, well, you do so because you are looking at yourself from a higher perspective. Yes, I am the creator of this reality. I created all those conditions of my birth and my youth. I created all those manifestation events. I created every single solitary obstacle so that I could be here now. Now that you're here on this date, in this time, having these conversations, what do you want from here? Well, everything that you've already asked for is coming to you. You don't have to consider that anymore. It doesn't make a difference. It's coming. You can let that go. There's nothing you have to do. You're just simply working on elevating your vibration by seeing everything from the higher perspective, by understanding who you truly are, by allowing things to roll off your back, by being playful and fun, by thinking about how you feel, by looking at limiting beliefs, by doing the work. By doing the work, that's all you have to do. And then you'll be inspired. And you don't have to worry about where that inspiration is going to take you, because it's going to take you to the culmination of everything you truly wanted. And so if you thought you wanted $1 million, well, if that's in your highest good, that will come to you as long as you raise your vibration, as long as you say, I am ready for it. I deserve it. I accept it. It is part and parcel of the life I intended to live. If it comes, if it doesn't come, it's not necessary. It's actually a distraction from where you're going. And it's not going to make you feel anything. It's not going to make you feel secure. It's not going to make you feel worthy. It's not going to make you feel enough. It's not going to have anything to do with anything. So you don't care if it comes or not. And without caring if it comes or not, you become a vibrational match to total full abundance. Abundance. Now, as the source creator of your reality, you are here to experience this new universe that you've created, the experience of this universe. And you've experienced a lot of the universe that you've created. And that creation was almost made by default. Some of it was in resistance, some of it was part of your pre-birth experience, part of your pre-birth intention, and it is all led to this unique life. And the experiences and perspectives that you've had in this life are added to the tapestry of all that is. It's very valuable. You can't even imagine the value of this life experience that you're living now, but it adds to it all. And it brings within the framework of all that is more love, because you are beings of love who are seeing this for the first time, who are really realizing that the more you process your limiting beliefs, the more love you bring in. The more you're willing to see yourself from a higher perspective, the more love you bring in. The more you're able to look at others as equal to you, the more love you bring in. The more you're able to let outside events roll off your back and opt out of the despair and discomfort of events that you think are important that bring in fear, the more you get back into the higher perspective, the more you love it, you bring in not only to your universe, but into the multiplex of universes, which is mass consciousness of human beings on this planet at this date and time. You are helping to move humanity further. And this is no light matter. Well, it is a light matter, but not that kind of light. It is you are beings of light bringing in light. It is what you intended to do. It is who you are. And you are fulfilling your purpose as you move along in love. And with that, we'd like to talk to you about anything you'd like to talk about. Who'd like to start?
I have a question.
Yes.
I've been thinking a lot recently about the concept of spiritual bypassing, and I've been hearing that term a lot, using spiritual ideas to kind of minimize the validity of people's suffering and trauma. And while I definitely believe we are the creators of our own reality, I worry going completely into that philosophy, you kind of run your risk of losing your compassion for people and what feels really real to them.
How is compassion for people valuable to you? And define what you mean by compassion. You mean, woe is them? Oh my God, they're doing terribly. Oh, what are they poor souls experiencing? Instead of bypassing it, how about we eliminate it? They are suffering. Let's just eliminate that. Let's eliminate poverty. Let's eliminate disease. Let's eliminate all that. Then you'll get into, let's eliminate all manifestation events. Then you'll get into, let's eliminate all negative emotion. And if you eliminate all negative emotion, then you eliminate your guidance system. And if you eliminate your guidance system, then you have no compass by which to come on a spiritual journey in the first place. If you look at another person, maybe you see a homeless person on the street, and you say, that is terrible, that should be changed, that should not be allowed. In our society, we should not allow that person to experiencing what they're experiencing. Well, when do you stop? You say, okay, wipe out homelessness. Nobody can experience unworthiness. And then you don't allow them to experience any types of victimhood whatsoever. but this is part and parcel of a journey, of a true spiritual journey of self-discovery. Now, if they are ready to join you out of homelessness, then from a elevated perspective, seeing that there is no wrong in one person's choice of experience, you could be inspired. Now, let's imagine that you're inspired to help someone in need of help. Just a general thing. You don't see them as wrong, but you say, if they are willing and ready to ascend to a new level of self-reflection, of understanding who they are, if they are ready to come from this exploration of victimhood, and they say, I've had enough with that, then they will elevate their vibration to become within the vicinity of a vibration that would serve them as they transcend this lower vibrational exploration of who they're not. And that's where someone like you, who has the vibration of acceptance, not of help, two very different vibrations. When you look at someone and you say, that person needs help, the idea of help is a lower vibrational idea. It says they are not enough as they are. Now, the only way you could perceive them as not enough is because you have a limiting belief. The limiting belief then is being triggered when you observe someone who you perceive as not doing well, is not enough, is not worthy. And that causes a negative emotion. The negative emotion is telling you you had the limiting belief. It's telling you that you're looking at this subject as an illusion. You're perceiving the illusion as truth. It is not true. They are simply on their journey from fear to love. And this is where they are at this time. This is the experience they intended. They are the creators of their reality, just as you're the creator of your reality. If you look at them as if they're the victim and you're the creator, then that does not make vibrational sense. It's actually saying you're a victim and I'm a victim because I'm suffering by looking at your victimhood. And I don't like the feeling of this suffering. So in order to fix this problem, I'm going to change your life. I'm going to get in there and make you different than you are, so that it'll ease my angst as I look at you. And we say there's a more empowering way to do this. You can say, yes, I am empathetic with others. I do feel for them. And when I see that, it does not feel good in me. I understand that this is a perspective that is somewhat limited because it appears as though they are living a less free, abundant, prosperous life than I am. And I feel somewhat guilty for this. So in order to solve this guilty feeling, there's something I can do to help. Now, that if you get involved that way, you'll come across someone who is not ready because your vibration of discomfort matches their vibration of not being ready, and you bash up and you each get your own manifestation event together. If you say, everyone's on a journey of self-discovery, I am going to exude an example of alignment. I'm going to elevate my perspective and my vibration, and I'm going to simply bring forth love in whatever way love wants to come through. And at this high vibration, many things could happen. You might bump into someone who is ready for help, and you might have the brilliant idea of how to be of service to them. And this is a wonderful thing. But if they're not ready, you cannot drag them kicking and screaming into prosperity. Because why? Because it is too frightening for them. Their limiting beliefs form a reality that they can deal with. If you suddenly took this homeless person and put them in a mansion and said, oh, by the way, here are the taxes and the electricity fee and the cable fee and the cleaning lady that comes twice a week, they wouldn't be able to handle it, of course, nor would you. Yet you can handle the prosperity that you exist in now. You can handle all the manifestation of desires that you've asked for that you will allow in now. And so if a billionaire was looking at your life, they might see the same dynamic. Oh, she has to live in that house. Oh, there's no swimming pool and tennis court. There are no stables. She doesn't have her own yacht or private plane. Poor her. We have to help her. But of course, that's not how it works. You are ready to ascend to your levels of prosperity and abundance, just like they're ready to ascend to theirs. You cannot go into a vastly different lifestyle because you're not prepared for it. And they cannot go in a vastly different lifestyle either unless they're ready. You will go when you're ready. If you think that being homeless is wrong, having cancer is wrong, having dyslexia is wrong, having any condition that you do not have as wrong, you're going to be receiving emotions that will alert you to the illusion that you're perceiving. That's all that's happening. If you continue to try to seek to change the conditions to feel good, you'll be continually buying into the illusion of physical reality. Other people are not ready to state that all is right. That's a concept that is at the basis of the source of who you are. To be source, you must say everything is right. To understand that you're source, this is one of your primary empowering beliefs. And anything less than that is the conclusion that they are not source and you are not source, that they are a victim and you are a victim. And so other people who are not ready, even though they're seemingly on a spiritual journey themselves, they will not be able to say that everyone deserves to live the life that they've chosen to live and to have the experience. They will always say, come up with some term to say that that is wrong. And if you don't believe it's wrong, you are spiritually bypassing. And that's all that is.
Thank you. That was very helpful.
Excellent. Who's next?
Hi, Joshua.
Hi, Undine.
Wasn't supposed to be on this call tonight, as I said to Gary earlier this evening.
You didn't expect to be on this call, but you were supposed to be on the call.
Well, there we go. I'm feeling anchored in love because of a few things that have happened today. But what I've noticed recently is that, including myself, I have to be honest, given things that are going on in the world, there's been a lot of doubt. People are kind of doubting themselves. And today I got a very clear message with one word, which said courage going forward. And I would love you to expand on the word courage, Joshua. Thank you.
Isn't it lovely to have self-doubt? Isn't it lovely when having self-doubt to look for someone outside of you who seems not to have the doubt? Because if you have the doubt and they don't seem like they have doubt, well, you can just tie your anchor to them and let them drag you wherever they drag you. And from that perspective of the victim, well, you need to be towed around by some leader who seems to have all the answers. And you can feel good. Oh, yes, they have the answers. Oh, yes, everything's going to work out. Oh, yes, they have the answers. And then we come to tell you that no. You're the source of your reality. You cannot look at anything outside of you because that's just a manufactured thing in your reality, just like everything else. You would no longer look at that door and say, I'm going to be led by that door, which you manufactured in your reality, as I'm going to be led by this leader or this politician or this spiritual guru. All of these things are fine to get you to a place where you understand one thing. You're the source creator of your reality. That's it. And as such, you have all the information for you because it is your reality. No one else knows how you feel. No one else knows the lives that you've lived before. No one knows your pre-birth intentions. No one knows what you truly want. No one knows the exact way to lead you on your spiritual journey to discover who you truly are, including us. We have no idea. So you see, the information that we're bringing forth right now is not only for you, but it's for everyone else. But it's stated in a way that you can understand, and maybe others can too. And all we're saying is that essentially you choose for yourself what's right for you. But to do that, you have to override the programming that says, no, you're just an individual. You don't know anything. You're going to make mistakes. You've got to learn this and this and this. You've got to go to school. You've got to have experience. You've got to follow other people and what they've done before. You have to follow the lead of your parents or your teachers or your government or whatever it is. You aren't qualified to make your own decisions. That's the programming that you and every other human has in this reality. And the way through that is to have the courage of your convictions. The courage to say, no, 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 no. You don't know me. You don't know what's best for me. You don't know who I am. You have no idea who I am. And when you say to the others, you have no idea who I am, and you could not possibly know who I am, because all you are is my creation. Exactly. Mm-hmm. How could you possibly worry about what other people think when you've created them? In fact, this is the most obvious thing that we look at when we look down in your physical realities through your shoes, is when you are worried what people think, you're always worried what they might think sometime in the future, never in the moment. And therefore, they are not giving you any negative feedback in the moment because you haven't acted yet. You're just imagining. And what is that? That self-doubt. It's never them. It's always you. So then you can come forth and say, okay, I've been programmed and that programming was intended. Perfect. I have adopted limiting beliefs, and those limiting beliefs I intended to adopt. Without those limiting beliefs and without that programming, I would never have been driven or dragged, kicking and screaming, to this point where I am right now. So thank you for all that, but that is over with because I've realized I'm the source creator of my reality. And as such, I create other people's opinions of me. I create the need to follow someone else. I create the fear that I'll make a mistake. I create all of it, including my manifestation events. And it's all wonderful because I create it all. Well, really? Did you create it all? Yes, you create it all. You just can't see it because even you can't know who you are. You have no idea who you are. You don't want to know who you are, because this is an ever-evolving journey of ascension, step by step by step by step, peeling away, uncovering more, glimpsing more, getting insights, getting aha moments, getting chill bumps, getting validation from inside, seeing how the universe plays everything out for you perfectly, noticing the manifestation events from a higher perspective, seeing that it is all unfolding, always has unfolded perfectly, loving the juicy bits of satisfaction as they come in, reveling in it all, and feeling fear that you're not who you think you are, having doubt every single step of the way. And this whole system of the fear and doubt is saying you don't have to go any faster than you're ready to go. That's it. And if you want to go a little faster, you just push past a little more fear. You just trust yourself. You just have the courage. You exude the courage. You may not compare yourself to others and say, I am courageous compared to this person, but you are. You are. You have no idea what they're going through. You have no idea what they will not do. You are doing so much more than you ever would have done before. And it's obvious to you and to many of you that it's just fear and it's just a mechanism to allow you to stay safe if you need to stay safe. But if you don't need to stay safe, because you, obviously you're the creator of your reality, how could you be anything other than totally cared for, totally protective? You are the creator. The creator doesn't have to worry about anything, but it's all your creation. You cannot be annihilated. It is what it is. It is there forever. So you can have a little faith in that as the creator, and this allows you to see fear for what it is. It's just limiting. Do you want to live a limited life or do you want to live an expansive life? You are living an expansive life. no matter what, do you want to keep the brakes on full blast or do you want to ease them off a little bit? And when you're coasting in your car and you're going down a hill, sometimes you put the brakes on and sometimes you say, let's just go a little faster. Let's just let the gravity take us. Let's not resist this. Let's save a little gas. Let's get a little momentum. So as we go up the next hill, we'll be ready. And this is just a continuing evolution of your triumph over limitation, because you did not come here to live a limited existence. And as you live a limited existence, all of you, as you apply the brakes that do not need to be applied, you are creating inner tension and stress that does not need to be there. Fear is a wonderful thing. Fear is as much love as anything else. Fear is necessary. Without fear in this environment, it would not be as tangible, as real, as visceral. This is a visceral environment. It seems so real. And fear keeps you in the environment. Yet fear is limiting. And if you want to live the life you intend to live, it is a process by which everything we talk about is helping you ease the illusion of the fear by processing the limiting beliefs so that when you're inspired, you can say, you know what? I'm going to be courageous today. And there you have it.
Fabulous. Thank you so much.
Excellent. Who's next?
How do you, I have a question. How do you work through or process the difference between accepting that everything is perfect or taking a leap? For example, I accept right now that I'm moving around and subletting, or I'm going to take a leap and get this apartment and trust that everything's going to work out.
Good. It's going to work out. You cannot fail. You cannot make a wrong decision. It's always going to work out. Now, just a little bit of nuance to this, because it always will work out. Let's just say that you hate where you are. You hate the neighbors. You hate the neighborhood. You think everything is terrible. Nothing is working out. It's just a terrible apartment that you have. It's horrible. And you can't wait to get out. And you just get the first thing that comes to you. That's still action. It's still an expansive step. It's taken out of fear, of course, but it's going to lead you to the next thing. Now, if you go to this next thing and you find that you think it's nice for the first couple of days, and then you realize you've got an even more ornery neighbor, you like the neighborhood even less, it's louder than the other place was, it's more expensive, but it's not as big or well-equipped or modern, and then you say, oh, I made a rash decision. I shouldn't have made that rash decision. Next time, I'm going to do it differently. But you're a little bit over the edge here. You have come to a new place. And that new place is this idea of acceptance. What is acceptance? Well, if you're being a victim and you say, in order to become more of an expert manifester, I have to accept these conditions I hate. So I will accept them because in the acceptance of these conditions, I know I'm going to manifest something better. And that's based in fear. That's a form of control. You're only accepting to get what you think you want. Nothing's wrong with that. This is how everyone operates. I'm going to think positive thoughts to get what I want. I'm going to meditate to get what I want. I'm going to effort and struggle through all of the stuff I don't want to do, like writing down lists of things I'm appreciate and grateful for, to get what I want. The number one meditation that we offer by popularity is the abundance meditation, because everyone thinks that if they use this meditation, they'll create more abundance. You cannot create more abundance. You have all the abundance that you can imagine right now. Sometimes it's showing up as the abundance of lack, the abundance of misfortune, the abundance of manifestation events, the abundance of conditions you don't like, all to show you you're trying to control the conditions. all to show you that there's no need to control any of it, all to show you that you're not the victim, you are the creator. So now we say, actually get to a level of acceptance. I accept that where I am is perfect for where I am right now. Oh, did I receive an inspiration? Let's take a look at this apartment. Oh, it seems nice. It seems fantastic. Don't I have to look at all the other apartments first? How do I know that this is the best one? Because the universe has brought you to this place. It's perfect. And you can trust it from a point of acceptance. And if you can't quite get to acceptance of where you are, then something will be in that apartment to show you your resistance. And that's perfect because you want to know that. So everything that comes to you can come to you either quickly or slowly. And here's an idea. What if you thought, this apartment is perfect. I am absolutely happy here. Now, we're just saying that you have no need to move in this scenario. You just say, I'm changing my opinion from, I think that it's a little small, I think it's a little dated, I think that it's not really in the best neighborhood, I think that I have to commute too far, I think that all these things are wrong with it. Let's take all of that out of the picture. Let's say this place is perfect for this moment. I accept it as this moment. And then maybe you're inspired. Maybe you're inspired to get a new dishwasher. Maybe you're inspired to paint. Maybe you're inspired to decorate. Maybe you're inspired to see what else is out there. Go on the computer, see what else is available. Not because you're going to move, not because anything's wrong, just that's the inspiration. And so with that inspiration, you move to another level because that inspiration will ask you to do something. So in this case, get on the computer and see what's available. And then you're looking at the different places. Oh, that's nice. Oh, that's expensive. Oh, that's pretty, but it's not really in the best neighborhood. Oh, that's in a great neighborhood, but it's sort of dated. And you play and you play and you play and you play, and you have no intention of finding anything. You're just enjoying looking. That's all that is. And you're looking and looking and looking, and you look for a little while and you notice an hour's gone by. You say, oh, I gotta go off and do something else. And then you have the inspiration tomorrow. Look again. And you're looking and looking and looking and looking and looking. And then one day something pops up and you say, wow, this looks nice. I'm just gonna go and take a look at it. Now you'll have to face fears. The fear is, I'll have to call the owner or the realtor. I'll have to make an appointment. What if I don't like it? I'll waste everyone's time. What if it's too expensive? What if it doesn't have the things I want? You'll have to push past that fear. Here's an inspiring idea that came to you. Here's the fear. The fear is obviously irrational. They're all there for you. The owner, the realtor, all these people are there to assist you in acting in the way that you're inspired to act, which is to see the apartment. And so you just go, you bring a friend, maybe you're inspired and bring a friend along with you. And you go there and you look at it and it's wonderful. And then they say, well, there's 10 other people. If you want it now, take it now. And fear will pop up again. And you'll have to say, I trust the universe or I do not trust the universe. Either way is fine. But if you say, I trust the universe, then you get what you've asked for. You've manifested this new place. Now, does this new place solve all your problems? No, that's not the point of it. The point is to go on a journey from where you were before to where you are now. And that's what it's about. And so you take it and you move it and you have fear every step of the way. How am I going to move my furniture? How am I going to come up with the first, last, and security? How am I going to get on all the utilities? How am I going to get my TV in here? How am I going to get my bed in here? How am I going to do all fear, fear, fear? And if you say, it'll all work out because this was an inspired idea. So if this inspired idea worked out, then everything else has to work out too. And that's exactly how the system of manifestation works. You get to offer some courage by pushing past fear, or you get to stay limited. Either way, it's your choice. There's no right or wrong in any of it. We just want you to know that you have pushed past a lot of fear in your life in many areas. And in other areas, you have not been able to push past the fear. And so you can look at some areas of your life and you will say to yourself, I have an exciting, enriching, rewarding life in this area, but not so much over here. Why not over here? Because the fear over here has been too great. You haven't had the courage. You haven't had the faith. And now you can say, hold on, hold on, hold on. That worked because I pushed past fear. All I got to do is push past fear here, and this will work as well. And that's the system that you find yourself in as the creator of this reality.
Great. Thank you.
Excellent. We have time for one last question. This must be the most silly question in the history of the world. Who'd like to ask a silly question about manifesting something?
I have a quick question.
Excellent.
What is that? You know, when you're inspired to do something, sometimes you're immediately gripped by fear and you don't take the step. What can I say to myself to just bypass that fear or just step over it and move on, as opposed to ignoring it and doing something else and not doing the inspiration?
I feel inspiration. This is my connection to source. This inspiration is love. It's for my highest good and the good of all that is. It's allowing me to travel along my journey of self-discovery just as I intended prior to my birth. It is the perfect next step for me. It is literally the entire universe saying, laying out on a silver platter, everything you want. Everything you want is on the other side of that fear. I can have faith to push past this fear because I know that in pushing past this fear and taking the simple action step I can take now without imagining the future or having an attachment to an outcome, just knowing it is a loved-based idea and that I am a being of love, I can act on this idea. There's only one thing I can do right now. So I can do that one thing. It's not going to be a big thing. In fact, as I do it, it's going to be easy, especially if I do it in the moment. It's literally going to take just a few minutes at most. It's a simple thing. And I will expand by taking action. And I will show the universe that I am one who is ready for inspired ideas and that I will act on those ideas. And the universe will back you up and give you more ideas and more ideas and more ideas and everything you need, not to manifest what you think you want necessarily, although those will come as well, but to give you all the feelings you intended to feel. Because beneath it all, this is just a feeling reality, and you're only ever feeling something. And what you want to feel is every love-based feeling you can imagine. And every love-based feeling you cannot imagine at higher and higher and higher degrees. And you are the creator, so you can opt out of it at any time. You can say no at any time. But why say no now? You can say no in the future. But if you say yes, you'll expand through the experience of action. You will learn something. You will adjust your set of beliefs. You will become a modified version of you closer to knowing who you truly are. And this is what you really want. And as you take action in the moment, as you act as a blended being, one-on-one with your inner self and you, acting in concert to bring you all the feelings you wanted to experience in physical reality, all the wonderful feelings. And with each step, you're ready for more. And so new inspiration will come. And if you want, you could say no in the future to that next step. But if you get good at this, there'll be no reason to say no. Why would you say no? To protect yourself? Why would the creator of a reality ever need to protect themselves from what? Themselves? Of course not. There is nothing to fear. There is nothing that can go wrong. If you're acting in love on true inspiration, it will always lead you to your highest good and the good of all involved. It may lead you into a manifestation event, but that's good too. It may lead you into more fear, but this is what you want to do. You want to uncover more limiting beliefs. Now, if you act angry or upset or in a lower vibrational state of being, if you act on an urge to change the conditions, you will most certainly find yourself in a manifestation event. That is a different story. if you understand that you're feeling good and the idea is aligned with who you truly are, then taking action will always, 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 always lead to your highest good. It will always be good. There will never be anything bad. Acting on an urge to change the condition will lead you to a manifestation event that is necessary. So even that action is not wrong or bad. It's fine. But to be more effective, all you want to do is get to a level of acceptance, which is a very high vibrational place to be. And in that level of acceptance and love and trust and faith and joy, then you will receive spectacular, wonderful ideas that will test your limits. Because that's all this is. This is all about testing your limits, seeing if you'll push past fear, seeing if you'll modify your limiting beliefs, seeing if you'll take action, and seeing if you'll grow through the experience. This is what you came for. And you can do it faster and faster and faster and faster and faster. And if you're on the precipice, on the precipice of a decision, thinking, should I go or should I stay? Should I say yes or no? You can look back at all those decisions you've ever made that have led to the wonderful life you're living. If you look back at all the decisions you ever made that caused some turmoil, you can also say all of those decisions were perfect too, because they led me to this place now on the precipice of this wonderful decision. And therefore, there's no need to truly fear anything, because it is all an expansive experience. And all that's ever happening is you're choosing to see it from the higher perspective. Oh, that's a good thing. Therefore, I feel good. That's a wonderful thing. Therefore, I feel good. Or you're resisting any manifestation event. Now that there's no need to resist a manifestation event, guess what? The manifestation events don't come as often. They're not necessary. But when they do come, you want to know what the limiting belief is that underlies that manifestation event. So yes, is it exciting? Yes. Is it scary? Yes. Is there fear? Yes. Can you push past the fear to do one thing in the moment? Always, 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 always. And the more courage that you have to push past fear, the more confidence you'll gain and the more clarity you'll receive. This has been an amazing conversation with brilliant, leading edge explorers of physical reality who are learning that they are the creators of the reality. We have loved this interaction. We love bringing forth new ideas and new perspectives to enable you to be more courageous. And with that, we are complete.
Thank you,
fantastic, Joshua.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.